We are learning Masechta Suvos Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top by the two dots. Im kein lama kasvelo. We saw in the Mishnah that if someone says Dimidvarim Ein Livin Nichsech, the halach is he still eats his wife's peiros, he still is Yerusher. The only thing he loses is that she could sell the property. So Zok the Gemara, V'teimer Le Mikom Lus Like the Nafshecha. Let her say to him, "What do you mean? You misalak yourself completely. You said Dimidvarim. How can you eat the peiros? You said you're not taking anything." The klal is that anytime you're being mitzi mamon, even with a star, the loch is you only get what's referred in a star. So here the same thing. All you said was dimvador. He wrote it in the star actually here, but even if you said it, he said dimvador only nechsech. So we do the lowest possible thing it could be. The lowest possible thing. And we decided the lowest possible thing it could be, if you're misalik from one of those three things, the thing you're misalik from is the din of mechira. So Gemara has a kasha. Maybe he's trying to misalik himself in the peiri. That even though if they sell it, you lose out a lot because you don't have it anymore. You lose all the peiris if they sell it. But Lamaisa, right now, what zicher is zicher. She didn't sell it yet. So right now, if I give up the peiros, I lose the peiros I have right now. I'd rather have a small gourd. The muscle is, I'd rather have a small gourd than a wait to grow to a big gourd. I take what's zikha, I take the vadai. So right now, I have peiros. I didn't mean to masalak. That's more precious to you than you're not masalak yourself from. The aim of Yerusha, maybe masalak from the Yerusha. That's also a long shot. That's also down the road. Amavaya, misa shchicha, mechir le shchicha. Misa is shchiach. Mechir is not shchiach. So first I'll tell you what Rashi says why mechir is not shchiach. It's not shchiach for her to sell her field that she got from her family. It's her family's field, her family's buildings. She's not giving away so fast. So that's why it's le shchicha. Now why is misa shchicha? Taisus, interesting thing. Taisus says, Shema Mishum Devarayiv Pa'amim is Kenes Beleida. Most of the time she's Sukkin Beleida, so it's very possible to die. Interesting, Taisus. He says, misa shchicha, and mechir is le shchicha. So that's one mahalach. That's a bias mahalach. It goes with the klav yad bar star d'achatayna, and that's why you only misalak yourself from the smallest thing. Rav Ashi Amar a different shad that the lashon is mashma dafka this and not something else. Rav Ashi Amar menichseich. When you say nichseich, you mean something in the guf of the nechasim. Peiros is something else. So when you say dimitar ain liba nichseich, you mean something in the guf ha nechasim and not in the peiros. So that's why we know he doesn't mean the peiros. And maybe it means that you're not going to be Yerush. But nichseich v'loy la'achar misa. It sounds like it's your nechasim and not la'achar misa. Not something that's la'achar misa, which is a Yerusha. It means dafka, the nichsech that you have, that you own. So Akapalim, that's how we know it means dafka. We know it means dafka in machra, v'nos nakayam, safir v'bayi, v'var z'yad v'ashtar v'achtayna. And according to Rav Ashi, it's from the lashon of the words. Rav Yehuda Omer, lo'oylem o'oychel peri peri. Said right in the Mishnah, that the peri peri, even though you're misalik some of the peri peri you will continue to eat. You will continue to eat the peri peri until you speak it out. Tana Rabban, Eloim Paris, Eloim Paris. The following are Paris, and the following are Paris. Hechnis Le Karka, she brought in a field, Vasa Paris, and it produced Paris. Eloim Paris, that's Paris. Macha Paris, he sold the Paris, let's say, Velokavan Karka, Vasa Karka, Vasa Paris, that has Paris. Hare Hain, Paris. That's called Paris. So here we have a Shailan Mishnah, if you mean to say Paris, is it Paris, is it included Paris or not? Who says no, you have to speak it out clearly, Paris. Now, Rahuda said, you have to say peire peiros ad oilam. And our Gemara is going to have three different stadim what you have to say. Abaye lehu. L'Rab Yehuda peire peiros dafka. Oidilma ad oilam dafka. Oidilma tavao dafka. We'll speak each one. Maybe peire peiros dafka. Once you speak peire peiros, that's forever and ever. Even a peire peiros sayim, you don't get. And why the Mishnah said ad oilam, we'll see in a second. That's one side. Or maybe peire peiros doesn't help. Peiros only has peiros, but peiros won't be good. You have to say ad oilam. And if you say ad oilam, that's enough. Ad oilam covers everything. Or maybe you need both. You need peiros and ad oilam. And the Gemara will explain later on why would you need both. So first the Gemara analyzes. In Timtzalim at peiros dafka, if peiros is all you need, so why do we say ad oilam? Lovely. Why do we say ad oilam? How come I found the kim the cost of peiros, come on the cost of ad oilam? Since you said peiros, you said ad oilam. Bim dipslam adarlam dafka. If it's adarlam dafka, it's a pay a paris normally. So why do you speak a pay a paris? Hakamash law, and that teaches us avgav the cost of pay a paris. Even though he said pay a paris, it costs adarlam in iloy loy. Only if you said pay a paris in iloy loy, not. Bim tim. So that's why it's not a right for our mishnah, because maybe both of them are true. Bim tim slam tavau dafka. Maybe both are dafka. He said pay a paris and adarlam. Why would you do both? Tarti lomli tricha. The cost of payer paris, loy cost of adaylam. If it's a payer paris and not adaylam, have a mina, you would say payer paris loyach. Only payer paris don't need. Have a payre de payer paris, you know, the next step, maybe, oh, that you do it. You weren't mistaken yourself. Loch itzrach adaylam, that's you need adaylam. Big civil adaylam, you would think it's only the paris itself. Loy cost of payer paris, have a mina, loy loy paris cars, going on paris itself. And what does adaylam mean? Adaylam would mean that I'm never going to eat these pears, not this year, not next year. I'm never eating pears. But pear pears, maybe do it. Therefore, you have to say, look, it's your pear pears. So there's a tzad, you need both. One is to say that it means pear pears, and the other one, adaylam, means that it means the pear pears. I just say adaylam. You think adaylam just means on the pears itself that you can never let eat it, not this year, not next year. Therefore, it's a tzad, you need both. My said, look, if shita shayla, the Gemara was not posted to shayla. We have three different tell them, the Gemara was not posted to shayla. Not a shayla. And Bailu, remember we passed like Rav Yehuda, it's a stam mish like Rav Yehuda, therefore the Gemara is clearing the shalas from Rav Yehuda. Now Tosis points out on Amud Aleph, a second Tosis on Daf Pegim Amud Aleph, where it says the stam mish like Rav Yehuda, Frank Tosis Akasha Vim Taimar, Tifshe Mahacha, Bigamar, Dal Erlam Abdafka, who doesn't say when he had that all inclusive language of Periseim, or Periseim, Bechayacha, Vimisecha, when it's used that Lashon, that entire Lashon, it doesn't say Adaylam there. B'chayach v'moyseh, it doesn't say the whole Lashon Adaylam. So maybe it's a riot. Like, Tosis says, no, the Mishnah didn't feel I had to explain it. And Barlu, another shayla. Kashallah dimma dvarim eilim benichseich over peri peris. Let's say you said, I don't want to have anything to do with Yenichasim, and he goes straight to the word peri peris. He doesn't speak out peris. What's the halacha then? He didn't speak out peris. He went straight to peri peris. What's the halacha? Maos yecha peris, I let it to peris. Maybe Dafka may pay a paris salak nafshay. Maybe Dafka may salak himself on pay a paris. But I'm a pay a low salak nafshay. Or Dilma may call me a salak nafshay. He was salak himself from everything. So Mar wants to say, Pshita, the may call me a salak nafshay. He was salak himself from everything. Why? The Umrah may pay a paris salak nafshay. May pay a low salak nafshay. If he say, all he's saying is, I don't want to eat the pay a paris. But paris I do eat. Kimin dachlin lo paris. Payer Paris Mecha. If he's letting the Paris, he ate up all the Paris. What's in a gay from a salak to Payer Paris? He already he eats all the Paris. It's not a gay Payer Paris. I again tell him, which is more to say in a minute, that he left all of some. So Lumbus is like this, that even though Shaykh to have left over, but it makes no sense to make a Tanai that has really no worth. Because if he wants, he could still get everything he wants. Eat up all the Paris. There won't be any pay Paris. What's in a gate from the Masalik some pay Paris?
He sold some
board.
What? He sold some board in the field.
Right, yeah. Right, no, you're right. But why would he do that? He has it's beyond not to do that. So like instead of writing a whole star, just don't do it. Just eat up all the Paris. Don't make sure don't pay Paris. He has control. So that's what it must be means to Masalik with Paris. That's what I was having right now. But the more it says back, Vilatameich, I'll bring a right to the idea of Shire. Vilatameich, it says in a case where he's misalik himself from the Paris, he says, I'm not eating my wife's Paris, but Paris could eat. There, kivin da achalistu Rashi's garis. Since she ate the Paris already, so Paris mehecha. How is he ever getting Paris? What does it mean, Paris? The lady's eating, got all the Paris now. She got all the Paris. How are you eating Paris? Ella, what do you have to say? But it's Shaira. Hachinami, here also you have to say that they were Mashiach. And now we're changing from that Svaro. What we're saying is, that since it's possible, it's possible if you bought nechassim to have these payers, so therefore it is negayah. It's negayah if it happened. Just like there in the sefer Rabbi Huda was in the case of the Mishnah of Rabbi Huda, it says lo'olam oicha payer paris, even though he's misalik from the payers, but even though he's misalik, it means the ish is eating the payers. Still, he the payer paris will be negayah. How will be negayah if she leaves over some? The other way also, if he's misalik only from payer paris and he's eating the payers, it's possible to have payer paris if you leave over. If you left over, it's negayah that halacha. That's how will be negayah. And again, this shayla will not push it. We're not posting the shiloh because we slogged up the pshitas that the shiloh was, if he says pay repairs, it skips the step of Paris, do you eat Paris or not? So he stays in the shiloh. On one hand, he thought it was poshit because Avadi, you misalgam on pears, because if not, what's in a gay pear of pears? Eating the pears. Just eat up all the pears. But the Gemara says, no, it's a gay shayla, and therefore the Gemara is staying with a shayla, not posted this shayla.